Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Schwartz is a senior vice president at Vienna Beef and the author of the definitive history book on Chicago's hot dog stands, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog. And Bob, we thought with the White Sox opening and baseball back, it's time to talk hot dogs with you again. How you doing today?
Boy, it is. It's good to talk to you, too. I'm doing fine. It's kind of drizzling on my parade, especially trying to take out the dog.
Well, let's talk about those other dogs. And
yeah.
A lot of people don't know that around Guaranteed Rate Field, there are some pretty good hot dog stands, joints, as we affectionately call them. It's not just Northside people who have those. What are your favorites?
Well, you're absolutely right. And there's a couple on the south side that I want to make mention of. Specifically, right near the ballpark, there's 35th Street Red Hots, which is at 500 West 35th Street. And they have the old school hot dog with the fries, kind of like the Gene and Jude's, Jimmy's on Grand, Red Hot Ranch and Rand Red Hots, and some of those guys that are the purists from the old days. The natural casing skinny hot dog that's sweet and very good, and it's there if you want to go before the ball game or after. And then just two blocks west of that, mm-hmm, on 35th, is one of our Hall of Famers, and that's Maury O'Malley's.
Yeah, and by the way, who's stuffing fries in the hot dog like Gene and Jude's? Those hot dog places you just mentioned, do they all do that now?
All of those places, and you know, including the 35th Street dogs or 35th Street Red Hots, and their Northside counterpart, which is the Red Hot Ranch on both Ashland and on Western.
Mm-hmm.
The one on Ashland isn't far from Wrigley,
and
so it's 3,000.
O'Malley's is near the ballpark there on the south side. They've been around for a long time. They have new owners. Is that what you told me?
They have new owners. Been there for a couple of years already. Bob and Ginger O'Malley aren't there anymore, but you know, they live in the neighborhood, I think. And and that's the thing. That's a true Bridgeport hot dog stand, restaurant, and I think a lot of locals come there and they appreciate having it. So all summer they're there.
And the Vienna factory store is around there now too, isn't it?
Yeah, the Vienna factory store is there. We try and promote as many of the local independent guys as opposed to our own place, but yes, when our factory moved to Pershing and Morgan, that's when we decided to we had to have a store across, mm-hmm, the street. So that's there as well. But there are a couple others too. There's going north of Guaranteed Rate Field is Express Grill, and that's on the that used to be in Maxwell Street. Now it's at 1260 South Union. And then on the other side, if you're coming from the south, at 43rd and Wentworth is Nicky's Euros, and that's another good one that features our hot dogs.
And then the Cubs are on the road now, but around Wrigleyville, there are tons of places. What do you like these days?
Well, you just mentioned the word Wrigleyville. There's Wrigleyville Dogs that is 3737 North Clark. And if you go a little bit further north, there's a Hall of Famer with Byron's is at 1017 West Irving Park Road. And Byron's is great. Mike Payne, who owns that place, you know that he was invited to the White House 10 years ago to teach the cooking staff how to make Chicago-style hot dogs correctly.
That's great.
It was great. And that whole project was fostered by not only Barack Obama, but Dick Durbin as well. And it's one of Durbin's favorite places, is Byron's. But also south of the ballpark, there's a couple of places. One is Flub-a-Dub Chub. Great name, and the place is like a dugout. So if you're parked near Broadway and south of Belmont, it's at 3021 North Broadway, and Flub-a-Dub Chub has a great menu, and they even have tater tots, which is a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I love those. And it's like a dugout, you say? I don't know about Flub-a-Dub.
Yeah, it's you got to take a couple steps down to get there. So if you're just driving by, you may not see it. But if you're walking by, you definitely know it's there. And you probably smell whatever they're cooking.
And again, this is why Chicago is so unique. Unlike any other city in the country with these hot dog joints, right, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we don't have as many hot dog stands now as we did 30 years ago, but, you know, we still are pride ourselves on our independent restaurants and especially the hot dog stands because they're so good. You know, I remember one time, a long time ago, when Miami Subs was trying to come in the market, and their thing was that they made fresh fast food. And I remember saying that they're not going to really last that long here because we invented fresh fast food.
And how? That's right.
And absolutely.
And you mentioned the Hot Dog Hall of Fame, and you give that award out periodically. How does a hot dog joint qualify for that?
Well, it's a process, and it's somewhere around 20 years, maybe a little less, maybe a lot more, and a lot of them have been around, you know, forever. But you have to be valuable to the community, and you have to be loyal to your customers, loyal to your suppliers, and just a great all-around hot dog operator. And we have about 130 that are in the Hall of Fame nationwide, and some were done you know, posthumously, like Maury's.
Yeah, on Lawrence Avenue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and places like that. But there are places that have since, you know, have closed, but we try and keep it moving. As a matter of fact, we were set to do one of those last March when the when everything set in, and it was, you know, we had to postpone it, but we're doing that again.
And let's talk about this special event going on Saturday in Buffalo Grove.
Well, this is, you know, you and I both have always admired the hot dog operators who have a special relationship with their customers and their employees. And Wiener Take All was started 34 years ago by a guy named Drew Olber, and they're on their third owner now. Jimmy Park is there only a year and a half, but he's the one constant there. Just like the one constant in most ballparks is their groundskeeper. The one constant has been Al Aguilar, who's been there all 34 years. And I've known Al for a long time. He's the guy that makes great sandwiches. He's great with the customers. He never gets rattled. And he's had some rough times. I remember going to the funeral for his daughter 10 years ago, and he lost his wife last year. And Jimmy wanted to pay homage to this guy who's been the one tight piece in that organization, and he wanted to do something nice for Al, so he's giving him 34% of the revenue, not the profits, this is the sales revenue, for Saturday, April 10th. And if you're in the neighborhood of 1119 North Wyland, which is Wyland Road and Deerfield Parkway, do stop in. I belong to a group called the the Hogs, which are not the motorcycle guys, but the happy old guys. and they do some nice things, and they great things in the area. And one of the things that they're very good at is taking care of independent restaurants in the community. And they promote them as much as they can. And matter of fact, when I was talking to somebody from the group, he said to mention to you that there are several members of the group that are graduates of Roosevelt.
Go Rough Riders. And
that's it.
And Saturday, it's Wiener Take All in Buffalo Grove. Great event. I hope it's a great turnout. Bob Schwartz, Senior VP, Vienna Beef. If they ever have a category in Jeopardy for Chicago hot dogs, you should be on, and you'd be a millionaire. Good talking to you.
Thanks very much. I'm enjoying Aaron Rodgers guest hosting, by the way, this weekend.
See you at the next hot dog get-together soon, Bob. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you very much, Bob.